astonishing lone journey across Europe to England. Amazing, staff nurse said. But don't worry. Your mother is in the right place. We can treat this sort of thing. She will soon be well again. The house surgeon arrived. He was about 24, and this was his first house job. He checked Mrs. Ratsky's heart and lungs, looked into her eyes, ears and throat, and checked all her involuntary reflexes. He examined the abdomen, which was hard and distended, and applied his stethoscope to listen for abdominal sounds. "Hmm," he said, looking very wise. "I will call the registrar." The registrar was only about 30, but there was no careful hesitation in him. He was quick, confident, and arrogant. He tapped the abdomen and listened. "Can't hear a damn thing that means anything. I'll have to open up and see what's going on. Laparotomy with exploration. Possible gastrectomy, resection. Won't know till we get in there. I'll go and talk to Carter, see if he wants to do it, or if I should." They left. Mr. Carter, the consultant, arrived with an anaesthetist. He examined Mrs. Ratsky and read the notes. The anaesthetist was concerned about the patient's emaciation and her state of shock. He ordered a gastric tube to be passed and suction to be commenced immediately. He commented that she would not need a pre-med because she had had morphine. The two consultants left, and staff nurse took a consent form to Slavik. "Your mother must go to theatre for an abdominal exploration. Would you sign the consent form for her, please?"